You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. New York's county clerks are meeting in Syracuse Monday to discuss a new law that requires county departments of motor vehicles to issue driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Meanwhile, some county clerks who are opposed to the law are pressing forward on a federal lawsuit. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Rensselaer County Clerk Frank Marola has been an outspoken opponent of granting standard driver's licenses to the immigrants, and he says he won't comply with the law, which was approved in late June by Governor Andrew Cuomo and the Democratic-led state legislature.
Somebody walks into my office and knowing that they are here illegally, we will not process a driver's license for them in our office.
Opposition to the new law was a recurring theme at a July 1 meeting of state Republican Party leaders, which Marola was attending. But Marola says for him, the issue is personal.
I'm not anti-immigrant. I say this all the time. My wife's a naturalized citizen, but my son's also a police officer.
And he believes the licenses will hinder police from arresting undocumented immigrants who might commit crimes. Marola, a Republican, may not have to face the choice of whether to comply with the law anytime soon. He and other clerks are supporting a federal lawsuit that he says could be filed in the next several days. Erie County Clerk Michael Kern says he believes the statute is a violation of federal law. He told Buffalo Public Radio Station WBFO that he's written a letter to the Erie County Attorney asking for help to get a federal judge to issue an opinion.
In 1986, Congress passed the Immigration Reform and Control Act of 1986. And it is illegal to hire someone who is illegal here in this country. So when they talked about people needing transportation to and from work that are illegal, that's illegal to hire those people.
The New York Association of County Clerks in mid-June issued a letter expressing concerns about the measure. The group says local DMV staff are not trained to recognize whether a foreign passport is a fake and that counties do not have the money to hire extra staff for translations. Proponents of the law say in other states where the licenses have been issued for some time, traffic safety has improved and there are fewer incidents of hit-and-run accidents. Senate sponsor Luis Sepulveda, during debate on the bill on the Senate floor, says not having a license means some immigrants are driving without one, but many others don't drive, and they have great difficulty getting to work or taking their children to school or to a hospital.
Some of them have children that are so sick that I have met, so sick that it brought me to tears, because they cannot take a sick child to a hospital for medical attention.
Governor Cuomo tried to put the brakes on the driver's license measure just hours before its scheduled passage in the legislature. He said it might inadvertently make it easier for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, to gain access to the state DMV databases. But State Attorney General Tish James said the legislation protects against that happening. Cuomo, speaking a few days after the measure was approved, says he does not expect any licenses to be issued until the lawsuit winds its way through the courts. And he predicts that until then, undocumented immigrants won't even try to apply.
Not that many people would be signing up until they know they're not going to be subject to a federal government subpoena, which would then aid in deportation.
Cuomo has the power to remove county clerks from office if they refuse to carry out a state law. The governor refused to say if he'll do that, saying it's premature to talk about that scenario until the lawsuit is settled. Marola, the Rensselaer County clerk, also says he'll cope with that potential confrontation down the road. Erie County Clerk Kern says ultimately, though, President Trump and Congress need to fix the nation's broken immigration laws. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.